This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a pencil and paper as we study the Scriptures together to see what the Scriptures are talking about dealing with resurrection this morning. As we bring in this broadcast to you on a weekly basis, I hope that you are enlightened. I hope that you learn something. I hope it challenges you as well to study the Scriptures on a daily basis. I believe it's important that each and every individual be able to back up what they believe, know what you believe, why you believe it, and to be able to share that with the people around you. That's what the Scriptures instruct us to do, to be able to give an answer for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. This program is brought to you each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the hope of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a literal kingdom that's going to come, and Jesus is the king. He is going to come, he's going to rule and reign. And we've been discussing 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is called the resurrection chapter, for the resurrection is the first great event when Jesus returns. And you and I, who are part of the church, who are in Christ, are going to rule and reign with him. You and I are kings and queens in training for our future rulership in the kingdom of God. How we live today is going to make a difference on what we do in the future. And it's necessary. The Bible tells us that it is necessary for every individual to choose Jesus Christ, to accept God's plan that he has provided. God has provided a way for man to have everlasting life. And that way for everlasting life is through Jesus, God's Son. God provided his Son Jesus as a sacrifice for our sin. Jesus died in our place, so that we would not have to die eternally. We are mortal creatures by birth. We are mortal creatures, and by nature, because of the sin of Adam, we are going to die. But in Christ, we have a hope of living again, and Jesus is an example of that. As Jesus died on the cross, 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead to immortality. And in this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, there were numerous individuals who saw Jesus resurrected back to life. There was despair after his crucifixion, and there's the story in the Gospels of two men on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus was walking with them. And the statement that they made showed the despair in their voices and in their dreams and their hopes and their aspirations, because they said, "We thought he was the one." They had put their confidence and trust thinking Jesus was the Messiah, and then suddenly he's crucified on a cross and dies. And their dreams were dashed. And they said, "We thought he was the one." Well, then, later on in this story, in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus opens their eyes to understanding. In a sense, he sits down with them with a Bible study. He opens the Scriptures. He opens their minds to what he has been telling them all along. He was the Messiah. But this was God's plan, that it was necessary for him to die for sins for the people on their behalf, and God would raise him back to life, and then the next phase of his work would begin as he would sit at the right hand of the throne of the Father, interceding on our behalf until he would return again. Jesus, during his earthly ministry, and this is recorded in Matthew chapter 16, between verses 16 and 21, that Jesus, during his ministry, after showing himself to his disciples of what kind of a godly man he was and teaching things concerning the kingdom of God, he then starting in verse 21, he began to show what he was going to be facing in the future. Verse 21 of chapter 16 of Matthew says that Jesus began to tell his disciples about his upcoming death. But also, if you read that 21st verse, you notice he told his disciples about his death, how he would be mistreated and ill-treated by the Jewish leaders, and that when they went to Jerusalem, and that he would die, but that he would be raised the third day. Jesus knew what was going to take place. This was God's plan, that Jesus die, and God would bring him back to life in 3 days. But the disciples, that was just, they just didn't get it. And even after his resurrection, people needed proof that this was indeed the Messiah. And Jesus proved himself to his followers. And in this 15th chapter, there were eyewitnesses. Verse 6 of chapter 15, it said, after he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time. The apostles themselves saw him. Some of the women saw him. Over 500 people at one time saw Jesus. And he was alive. This was the one that they had seen die on the cross. They saw where he was buried, and he was now alive. And so Paul says, how can some of you say there is no resurrection? For Jesus is alive. This was all God's plan. Verse 21 of chapter 15, 1 Corinthians. For since by man came death, that was because of Adam and his choice, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Resurrection made possible through the man, Jesus the Messiah. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. After that, those who are Christ's at his coming. This is verse one thing it says, Jesus is coming again. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, two angels stood by the apostles and they said, you know, this same Jesus that is taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. They said he is coming again. Verse 23 of chapter 15, that each in his own order. Christ is the first fruits. He's the first one that came to life, to immortality. After that, the next ones that are going to come back to life are those who are Christ's, those who belong to Jesus Christ, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master. I throw this out to you. It is my belief. The Bible teaches that it's not a case of just accepting Jesus Christ and you've got everything made in the shade. You have to live the Christian life. And we're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to have difficulties. You experience them every day. How we react to these situations show what kind of godly character we have. Our patience are tried. Our tempers are tried. Other situations that we experience every day are learning experiences and building blocks for our character as we are kings and queens in training for rulership. You accept Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and Master, and following that choice, that conscious decision that you personally make and being immersed into Jesus Christ in baptism, then you have to live a holy life, continue living a godly life, putting the things of the world away, not doing the things of the world, but living a life according to the fruit of the Spirit, living a life walking in the guidance of God's power. Verse 23 says that after Jesus Christ's resurrection, the next ones to be raised are those in Christ. And at the end of that, it says, those who are Christ's at his coming. Those who are in Christ are going to be raised at the coming of Jesus. When Jesus Christ himself returns, this verse says when we will be raised from the dead. Paul verifies this and says a very similar thing to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 4. in verse 16 and 17 when he said, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven." Now remember, we just mentioned the two men in Acts chapter 1 that said, "This same Jesus will be taken up from you, will come again in like manner." Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4 that the Lord himself will descend from heaven. So he's verifying that the same event is going to take place. And his statement corroborates what the angel said, and this Jesus will come. And the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, with a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. This is what he said in 1 Corinthians 15:23, that those who are Christ's will be raised at his coming. The scriptures gel together. They make sense. The plan of God is not a mystery. Some people say there's things you have to believe. It's a mystery. For those in Christ, the Bible has been revealed. And you look into the Greek, and you'll see that out of the 20 to 23 times that the word revealed is mentioned, a revealing, it's dealing with the mysteries of God. They're revealed to the Christian. God has shown us through his word. It used to be a mystery. The things of God used to be a mystery. But to the church, through the scriptures, it has been revealed in these last days. So things of God are no longer a mystery. They can be understood logically and clearly. Hope you tune in again. We're going to pick it up here next week and ask that you continue to study and be a student of God's word. May God bless.